Hello, I'm Minxie White. I was expecting you.
Don't just stand over there. Come in, don't be shy.
Have a seat, whatever you feel like it. You have the couch, the armchairs. Okay, the armchair with a view to the door, it is. Not feeling that comfortable, right? Yeah, your sitting choice kind of gave you away. Going for the one that would give you a constant view to the exit is a pretty evident cue. And choosing the armchair over the couch points at you not wanting to take up space, not dominating a room. Now you're spreading your legs as if it would undo what I said. Don't get flustered, it's perfectly okay. It gives you more information about you. And that's okay too. We'll have to gradually get more and more comfortable with each other and make out of this office a safe space for you. Yeah. So, enough with just me telling you what I see. You were referred to me by Dr. Shushi, the great urologist, by the way. He just told me that as far as his expertise goes, you're a psychosomatic one. Meaning that your psyche, like the collection of your thoughts, desires, needs, and feelings, gave you the physical condition, you know? Yeah, precisely. And it becomes the vicious cycle of your initial state determining your physical condition, then the condition frustrating you even more, and so on and so forth, you know? Yeah, and it really can seem abysmal, but it's okay, I've got ya. I really think we'll resurface together out of this, trust me. Before we start anything, I want you to choose a safe word, please. Good, now tell it to me. Okay, so whenever you no longer feel comfortable, please do say the word. I will immediately stop whatever we are doing and we will pick it up from there, okay? I trust you to tell me when you no longer feel safe, and don't undermine that trust. Great. So, tell me more about yourself. When this all started... Okay, indulge me this one. On your way to my office.
I know I have a reputation. There's no wrong answers, and that's a rule. And please, no censorship. That's another rule. You follow? Now, tell it back to me. No wrong answers. Okay. And... no censorship, right? Okay, great. So, back to your feelings as you came to me. Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, allow me to resume. You knew I had an orthodox method. You were feeling a bit anxious about getting to experience therapy with me. Then when I opened the door and you were taken aback about attributing this body to the reputation. Would that be accurate? Okay. Thank you for your sincerity. Do I mind you referring to my body? Not at all. It's like part of the process. You can use all the splendor of vocabulary onto me, whatever you feel like. How about we give that a try, Don't be bashful, I won't get offended in any way. Moreover, it trains you to assert your impulses as they are. Working on how to manifest them is a good job for later sessions, if you will be okay with seeing me again. Understood? Good. So, shoot. Tell me in your own words what you see. Mm-hmm. I know you mean more than beautiful hourglass woman with feminine features. Be more specific on what your sight is telling you. Okay, great plump lips, enticing yet warm eyes. You can go lower if you want to. Supple exposed neck, round shoulders, soft voluptuous breasts. Come on, I know you can do better. It's okay. Own it. Huge tits, massive jugs, piercing high nipples sing through my blouse. That's more like it. I notice your groin is getting a bit uncomfortable. How about you unbuckle your belt and unzip? It's okay. Don't be nervous. Dr. Shishu vouches for your penis. You're going to do great. Good boy. How does me calling you a good boy feel? Great. Do you give me permission to call you a good boy again? Good boy. I want you to gently rest your hand on your bulge and look deeply into my eyes. Good boy. Now I want you to get lost in them. Get suffocated with the desire you see sparking behind them. Good boy. Don't get too excited though, we're just starting. Now, I want you to move your eyes a bit lower as you do put your index finger on your tip and let it get soaked with your pre-gum. That's it. Good boy. Now start drawing circles on it. Focus on my neck. Squint if you want, but manage to observe how my carotid is throbbing. I want you to pick up the pace of that pulse and control the blood flow to your penis. Match your throbs to mine. You can do it. That's it. Good boy. Now, do you want to set your cock free? You may, good boy. I want you to stand up and feel your penis denying gravity. That's it. See that tissue box over the table between us? Underneath it, you'll find some cups. Pick them up. Good boy. I want you to come to me. It's okay. I won't bite. I promise. Great. Now, I want you to bend down and feel the heat emanating from my body. Take it in. Now use your teeth and gently bite my strapless blouse. Take it off only using your mouth. Good boy. Now I want you to cuff my wrists behind my back. That's it. Good boy. Allow me to stand up and please do kneel in front of me. Good boy. Again, using only your teeth, grasp the edge of my skirt and slide it off me. There you go. Surprised I'm not wearing neither bra or panties. Don't get flustered. It's kind of late anyway to get flustered. Just enjoy the view from where you're kneeling. Do you like the fact that you can't see my face because of my tits?
Get warm on from it staying in front of my pussy.
No touching your penis yet. Pay close attention. You will get only one touch of my body this session, and that will not be from using your hand. You have to do a strong, assertive, long slide of tongue into my slit. Would you like that? Thought as much. Before you do, I want you to take in with me a long breath. So here we go. Hold it. Great. Now I'll sit back in the armchair, legs over each side. Look at me spread right in front of you, pussy pink and widened for you. Smell the blood rushing and bruising my labia. Feel the warmth of my wetness. Stare at my exploding clit. That's it. Good boy. Now you may insert your tongue. I suggest you to make this one stroke worth it. Come on, don't be shy. That's it. One long stroke. You can go deeper. Okay. That's it. Go as deep as you can. Let my juices seep into your tongue. Feel me already clenching around your tongue.
That's it. Don't move. Just stay there. Just stay and let me take you in. Gently come out. Gently. Good boy. Now get up. Back to your armchair. Sit. I want you to start stroking your penis as you watch me squirm helplessly in this chair. Good boy. I want you to see me staring at your erection and, in the meantime, monitor how I'm getting wetter and wetter, more desperate and needy. That's it. I want you now to tell me what you'd do to me. No inhibitions, no censorship. Exactly. Good boy. That's it. Yeah, shoot it all out. Yes, handsome. You can go harder on your cock. Now, I want you to watch me getting off the armchair, kneeling, and taking with my mouth the dildo that was underneath the table. Good boy. Don't come yet. I want you to look as I pick it up with my mouth. And put it on the table in front of you. See, as I involuntarily drool over it. See my breathing on it. And now focus on my mouth taking it in and out. And just imagine it to be yours. Don't come yet. That's it. Good boy. Now tell me how much you'd want this to be yours. Was that enjoyable? Good boy. Now, look at me as I climb on the table and stand over the dildo. Tell me how that makes you feel. Good boy. As I'm standing here, you have to stop stroking. Like now. Stop. Okay. Watch as your cock points naturally towards me. How it needs to blow and be watered. Stand still. I'll lift my leg towards you, pointing my foot to your penis. Now look as my foot is slightly wrapping your penis. Enjoy as I'm jerking it. Fantasize about how my hand would feel, my mouth, my pussy, my ass, whatever you want. Try to find the force to overpower me. After all, you attract what you want. That's it. Good boy. Enjoy that. And keep that power eager. I want you to stroke your cock with both of your hands. Like really milk it. And watch me as I descend myself into this dildo. Watch as the tip tries to get inside. That's it. Imagine it to be yours. Okay, now I want you to mimic the moves with which I'm riding this cock and mimic them into your jerking. Understand? Good boy. That's it, baby. That's it, handsome. Now, I want you to tell me every filthy thing you want to do to me. But from now on, you'll have to address me as Miss Minxie. For example, Miss Minxie, I want to pounce the life out of your dripping hole. That's it, good boy. Tell me. Go ahead and tell me. See, as I'm overpowered by this window. Look, as I pound into it and try to keep my calm. That's it. That's it. Look, as I'm about to come and all my juices spurt out of me. Oh my god. Oh, don't come. Don't come. Ah. I'm only allowed. I'm the only one allowed to come. Don't stop stroking, as I won't either. Edge yourself. That's it. Now I want you to go really hard at it and not come. Understand? Really hard. Really, really hard. You're begging me to come. You want to come? You really, really do want to come. Watch me squirt before. Oh my. Don't come. I'm the only one for the moment coming. Watch as I simply spin onto this dildo. You really want to come? You'll have to ask me for permission. Say, Miss Minxie, I want permission to come. Good boy, you may come in your strings on at my abdomen. That's it, good boy, that's it, that's it. Oh, there you go. Oh, shoot onto me. Oh my god. Oh. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Good boy. Good boy. Now you just relax. Breathe with me. And one more for the road. How was that? Good? I'm glad. Let me come to you and would you unleash me, please? Thank you. Would you be a good boy and feed me your cum? Yeah, exactly. Lick it off of me and come up here. Good boy. Well, I think we'll do tremendous progress together. What do you say? Totally agreed. Well, okay, so get dressed. Same hour next week. Would that work for you? Great. I'll see you out. Just a second, let me. Allow me. Yeah, this way. Have a nice day and see you soon.